Our opinions expressed on this episode are individual and are not representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. And now Blue Hour with Tian Hani is starting.
Did you hear my voice start to grow?
I didn't hear that. I'm Tia.
I'm Hani.
And welcome to Blue Hour with Tia and Hani.
Have you ever studied super hard for a test and did absolute dog water even though you put your blood, sweat, and tears into it? Went full stop K-Chung, chugged a white monster, and still somehow managed to screw it up so bad every time that your mother wondered if you were special?
Maybe you have, considering that we're all in university right now, but I truly hope you have not. However, we are going to explore that exact story through this episode.
Today's session is about study group. Unlike the last two K-dramas we've covered, this one is an action comedy. Pretty weird category for something called study group, and you'll soon discover why.
Yep, it is. I will honestly say, it's one of the most interesting shows I've seen in a very long time.
I agree. And as always, if you don't have a drink and a snack, now's the time to pause. Let's dive into it. First scene, we see an ocean of high school boys with their heads down on their desks, totally uninterested in what the teacher is saying. I can't blame them, honestly, because math was never my thing either.
Not mine either.
But there's one boy, Yoon Ga-min, who's actually wearing the uniform. He's sitting upright and jotting down notes diligently in his journal. But when you see his notes, you have to understand they are literally just word for word whatever the teacher says out loud, including when he cusses all of them out. And you'll see this kind of different mentality from Yoon Ga-min throughout the whole show. He takes everything very literally and at face value.
Yep.
So since he was a kid, he's been desperate to get good at studying. So let's do a rundown of his scoring. 26th place out of 28 students. Ooh. 176th place out of 178 students. It never ends.
Oh,
he's
no.
always second last, so he can't even win at losing.
Oh my God.
So you expect this guy with like ruler straight posture and glasses who wears the uniform to a T to be an academic weapon machine. And he does worse than the guy sleeping next to him in class. So now, determined to succeed, he hears these boys over talking about Yusong Technical, a high school aiming to get their students into specialized universities. Thinking he's hit the academic jackpot, he's all ready to make a study group of friends when he realizes that it's literally one big fight club.
Oh, no.
People bet on each other and fights break out at every given chance, but it's considered normal.
Wow.
Instead of ranking based on grades, it's ranking based on how well you can fight physically. They have an app for it made by a student named Pi Hanur, who's the son of a chairman and the leader of a notorious gang. You fight someone and win, you gain a ranking. Now, this mm-hmm. is a unique take on school-based K-dramas.
Truly is.
Very webtoon-esque, if you're into reading webtoons.
I feel like when it comes to like webtoon-esque, like in Korean, at least from the ones that I've read, it's either or. It's either like a lot of fighting in gangs, or it's that very cutesy vibe where everyone's happy with cherry blossoms.
Yeah, you either get true beauty or like lookism. Actually, I haven't read that much of lookism, but I feel like I know there's fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Ga-min doesn't let this bring him down. Who cares if his classmates threaten him daily and increase his chances of getting cancer with their chain smoking hobbies? This guy is going to make friends.
And he's very determined.
He picks out Sehyun, the most normal looking dude in class, and literally forces him into a friendship with benefits. Despite rejecting Ga-min harshly, our MC is still relentless in his pursuit for a study group and saves Sehyun when a bunch of boys beat him to the ground with a bat. And now I have to clarify before we continue the story about him getting beaten up. When I said friends with benefits, I don't mean they're gay. I mean their benefits include Sehyun teaching him how to do math. And so Ga-min sees Sehyun getting beaten up by these guys who are part of the gang. And what is his method for saving him? Going in with a fire extinguisher to blind them all and save the day. Except that's not where his heroics end. You see, it turns out he's been taking the saying strong body, strong mind very seriously. He has not skipped a day of working out since grade 3.
And this guy's in high school studying for exams.
He's in 10th grade.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Insane.
That's crazy.
He was stupid, so he compensated by being unmatched physically. So when the guy who beat up Sehyun went in for a second round right after, he KO'd him with a single punch. Now, the chaos that unravels afterwards, you can imagine. Multiple people from the gang start trying to beat him up to prove that, you know,
he's not as strong as they think it is.
Yeah.
But something to keep in mind is that Kamen, he never trained with the intention that he was going to beat somebody up.
Yeah.
He only trained and exercised every day because he thought that would make him a better student or someone that can study and learn. He never did it because he wanted violence.
Yeah. And if you want like a visual, this guy's up at like 5 a.m. at some random park, sideways on a pole doing like crunches in the air.
It's crazy. Once you see the show, I was like, how? It truly feels like a webtoon to some degree.
Oh, yeah. You can definitely tell it was a webtoon before just because of its style. But keep in mind, this guy, okay, he literally looks like the cutest patootie to ever exist. Like, so innocent looking, so unassuming.
Gullible, yeah.
Like,
naive.
You wouldn't expect under that uniform to be a machine,
a muscular guy. Now, the thing with him, both his personality and his looks on the outside, does not seem like a guy that necessarily has a lot of muscles, but he truly does, guys.
And so in the second episode, we actually find out that this Yuseong Technical High School is not just for boys.
Oh.
Despite us seeing only boys for like the past hour and a half of watching the show.
Yeah. It takes a very interesting turn too.
Yeah. I will be very honest with you listeners. I could not make it past the second episode, not because I wasn't interested, but because I'm broke and I don't have the money to pay for Vicky Standard Pass, which is a little unfortunate considering we literally have a K-drama podcast.
Yeah.
But Taya has very graciously offered to lend me her login.
I have seen the show. Now, I did watch it during dinner time with my mom and my sister, yeah. So I didn't analyze it the same way. But the thing is, even just that, it made such a big impact on me that I still remember the whole show.
Yeah.
And that's how big of an impact I feel like it does make on people because it surprises you. It's not something that you would expect.
Like, even though we describe it as something that seems like a typical webtoon, it's still very much unconventional. Every scene matters. It's not something you would expect at all out of a K-drama.
Exactly. And you know, sometimes, like, when you've watched enough dramas or K-dramas or whatever, like, you feel like you can predict what's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
With this one, I don't feel like you will because it's so unconventional, like Honey said. It's like you think it will go one way or you think this is what the truth is. But then in the next episode or scene, you're like, oh, it's actually not like that.
Yeah. And these kids live such intense lives.
To be 10th graders.
Dude, you guys aren't even old enough to drive yet, and you're beating people up with crowbars.
I will say, like, during the first few episodes, I found some of the themes almost, I wouldn't say uncomfortable, because I wouldn't say you feel uncomfortable when watching it, but there's certain, like, themes or things that are being brought up or done that you're like, how can high school students do this? And this is where it kind of feels more like a webtoon or a drama, because it is. But I'm sure this actually does happen in real life, too. I'm not saying that, but it's just like,
I mean, it's not something you would see at a conventional high school.
Exactly.
But there are teenagers definitely have their moments.
Yeah.
Like, my mom was a high school teacher. Mm-hmm. She's had to stop people from setting altars on fire, waiting outside to stab people.
Damn. Also, something funny to imagine or think about is the fact that you would think with him being there, he would at least be a few higher ranks up when it comes to grades, but in fact, he's not.
He's not. Yeah, we forgot to mention that. He's not. Even though all the other students, all they do is sleep and fight, they somehow are still better at taking tests than him, which leads me to one of my notes that I actually took on the episode. I actually think some people just aren't made for standardized testing. And maybe that's a biased comment because I just really suck at taking tests, apparently. But even though he gets bad grades, you can tell he's smart. You know? He's like wicked observant and dedicated. He knew that Sehyun wanted to succeed at being good at studying, even if he acted like he didn't care, because of the tiniest details. His turtleneck posture, his calloused fingers, his short bangs so they wouldn't disturb him while he reads. Like, he notices those very, very small details about people, which helps him deduct and analyze, you know? I don't think being bad at taking tests necessarily makes you of a failure at being intelligent. And like Sehyun's appearance alone, like as we just described it, it kind of makes you realize how he's Kamin's counterpart. You assume Kamin is a good student at first because of his straight posture and clean look. But Kamin was always second last and Sehyun placed top second. Kamin sucks at school even though he studies so much and he wants to be good at it. Sehyun does really well, but he doesn't want to be good at it, so he doesn't try to study.
Yeah.
And you can see how both of those, they kind of balance each other out. They contrast each other's stories, personalities, goals, and that's how they drive each other to become better.
Yeah.
You can already see that clearly within the first and second episode, and I think it's really cool how, like, the smallest details that the creators did that was to make them each other's counterparts.
That's a very good point, yes.
Yeah.
It does feel like they're kind of yin and yang. Like they do really balance each other out. And I think maybe, you know, sometimes, like, if you want to be close with somebody or, like, if you're close friends, it's either that you are complete opposites or very similar. I feel like it really does depend. Me and Hani are, even though we're so similar in many areas, we're so opposite in others.
Yeah, I'd say in terms of, like, sense of humor and like kind of disposition, we're kind of opposites. But in terms of like very specific things,
it's like so similar,
crazy. And I think that's good. I think friendships need a balance.
It does.
Yeah. I was watching this and I was thinking, like, you know, if you didn't go through an Asian school system, you probably can't say bull about him being stupid. Like, it's easy to think, oh, this guy is like so bad at taking tests, like he's so stupid. But like, I guarantee as native English speakers, even we would fail the Korean English test.
For sure.
Like, I know the drama is comedic and laughable most times when we see him fail over and over, but like, his desperation is probably a lot of what real Korean students feel. You know, like, Korea's education is so rough. And that's part of the reason why I grew up in Canada and not Korea. Why my dad, like, sacrificed his life there to raise us here. Straight out of the womb, Korean students are studying for Sunung. Have you heard Sunung, Taeya?
I think I have.
It's the post-secondary entrance exam. So,
like, the university entrance
exam? SATs, basically. It determines what universities you can apply to, and in Korean society, it's basically the deciding factor of your future. It's regarded as one of the toughest exams in the whole world, and the entire nation stops for it. It's 8 hours long, and just to emphasize how seriously it's taken, planes are grounded to avoid noise and distracting students during the listening parts of the Sunung.
That's crazy.
Stores and shops close. The stock market and office hours are delayed. Students have even banned themselves from listening to Apatu by Rosé and Bruno Mars because they were worried it was going to distract them from studying.
Damn.
And I heard the same thing about Love Scenario by Icon.
Oh, no.
You know, that's how seriously they take it. They were scared it was so catchy it was going to distract them. But, like, how brutal
does a test have to be for you to stop listening to your favorite song?
For planes to stop. Yeah. Think about the economy. Because I feel like South Korea is quite focused on its economy.
Yeah. Korea is very like work
so how focused. How important, like think about the importance of this then.
Yeah.
Toronto would never.
The police are involved too.
Right.
Like I heard this from my Korean teacher. Apparently they'll like drive students who are late.
Just so they can make their own time. Just so they can make it.
That's how important this is. Like, this is make or break.
That's crazy.
For students.
Wow.
And so, like, once you learn all of that with context, you see why he's so desperate to be good at studying.
Mm-hmm.
But that was what was surprising about Gamin's mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah, it's not the typical K-drama where, you know, his parents would be cruel about it.
She's like, as long as you're happy, you have a person with standards and values, she was fine.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't care too much about his grades or whatever.
Yeah. And do you have any, like, comments that I might not be able to make because I didn't get to finish the drama?
I think you actually summarized it really well. And we have, you know, with this podcast, we never want to tell the whole story of the show because that's the beauty of watching a show is, you know, to explore it and watch it as you go. But one thing that I found was really beautiful, I guess, about the show was its theme of never giving up.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's about what your passions are, on yourself, on other people, you will see that throughout the show how big of an impact or big of a theme that is.
Yes.
And I think it's definitely something that us as teenagers, young adults, will benefit from watching as well.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
it's just really funny as well watching him try to form a study group.
It is.
In a school full of guys who will beat you up just for looking at them.
But this is where the girls come in.
Hey.
You might have not seen
this. I did not get to. I will find a way.
Yes, I will give you my password.
Thank you. Kay is a real one, guys. If anyone from Vicky is listening to this, no, you're not.
Don't come at me for sharing my password. Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about behind the scenes because I think it's very interesting. The main actor who plays Gamin, his name is Hwang Min-hyun. And the thing with him, me and Hannah has a love for this actor.
Yes.
Because he was in our favorite show.
The goat of all K-dramas.
Alchemy of Souls.
The Kimi Räikkönen of K-dramas.
It's so, and I will not curse, but I would curse if I could. Good.
Dude, once we filmed that episode, like...
Oh, he has, in Alchemy of Souls, we're not sure if you know about this, but it's basically, it's a very intricate show, but it does a lot of martial arts. And he was supposed to be the greatest martial artist in that show.
With swords.
It's with swords, with everything, with magic. And the thing with that, I have a strong feeling he brought that experience to this show because the moves that he does, everything he does himself, he doesn't have a stuntman at all. He does all.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What? I didn't know that.
He trained for 8 months, went on a diet, trained every single day.
You're telling me those sideways in the air ab crunches were real?
Yes, it was all him. It was
no
all.
Way, I'm not kidding.
He did use some wires for the ab crunches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But everything else, being hit by chairs, being thrown. I saw this one video of this one scene when he was basically... I don't want to spoil it, but I'm going to share a little bit of this one scene. He was doing like a sideways kick, turning around in the air with a burning backpack. The backpack was, in fact, on fire.
Actually?
Yes, in
real life. Wait, I thought that was like CGI because of the way it happened.
It was all real life. And then he was in wires doing the whole, I'm not even kidding you.
Guys, if you can't see me right now, but I'm like swearing by mouth.
Silently.
You guys have no clue, bro. In like was it the first or second episode?
I think it was the second episode or something like that.
Dude, when I watched that, I literally thought that was CGI because I was like, there's no way you can do that mid-air.
I know.
How
it's
do you spin twice
crazy.
In mid-air?
It's so crazy.
And with a backpack on fire and switch your feet while doing it and throwing it.
Uh-huh. He did all that. You have to see the behind the scenes. That's why I love watching behind the scenes because you see he put so much effort into this. It's crazy.
Guys, that was like Marvel, Avengers level.
It's crazy.
It's just crazy because this guy was swinging it around his feet midair doing like roundhouse kicks in the air.
Do you want me to add something on top of that? He did everything in one shot. He didn't do reshoots. all those extreme moves, at least a good portion of them, is all one shot. There's no reshoot. Because first of all, probably his body can't take it. Second of all, he's that good.
My jaw is actually open, guys.
On the floor.
That's, like, you have to watch it to understand just how insane learning this is for me. This is why I like that we don't have, like, a set script for this. Because I'm finding out things I did not know. But just think about, like, how all-rounded this man is. He acts. He can fight with a sword. He can do whatever that move was. I don't know what to call it.
I don't even know what to call it. It's sparky, like a sidekick. Say that again?
Sparky, sparky, boom, boom.
Let's call that. Spiky, spiky, boom, boom.
He can do that. He can sing. He can perform. What can't this man do other than get the love of his life in Alchemy of Souls?
No, you don't. You can't talk about it. You're going to reveal it. I was going to say, but the only thing he can't get is his true study. Why did you?
Bro can't get anything.
Only the things that he don't care about.
Even if he tries and tries again. Anyway, let's
wrap this up. Yeah, honey, how would you rate this? I know you have not watched the whole show, but
the fact that I had so much like content from just watching two episodes, one to summarize and then the other just to notice and analyze.
Yeah,
I give it a 9.
You give it a 9?
I give it it could be 10, but I haven't watched the show.
No, I get what you mean. Yeah, I get what you mean. I think for me, I'll give it 9 teacups and 5 honey drops. I loved the show. It was one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
But I think it's not that it's missing anything. It's just that it's not long enough. It's 10 episodes, no second season. I wish I could see also there's a very mysterious character in this show that they don't reveal in the end. So like I feel like there was not enough like conclusions, and for all we know it might be because they're planning a second season, but currently the main actor is in the military so he can't film,
and generally K-dramas don't go for second seasons.
But I know, but the thing is that like Extraordinary Attorney Woo is going for a second season. They just haven't, at least that's what they said.
Extraordinary Attorney and Alchemy of Souls are both exceptions.
Yes,
Extraordinary Attorney
hasn't come out yet as a season 2.
Extraordinary Attorney is the kind of like episodic show.
Yeah.
It does follow like an overarching story, but it's possible to make it like a second season easily.
Yeah.
And it did so well internationally.
Yeah.
That it's like,
and the main actress, plausible. She's so good in that role.
Yes.
Maybe that's the next.
Maybe.
Oh, we cannot review
time. But genuinely, like, study group is definitely something fresh, something new, something unconventional, for real. Like, I know we talk about things being, like, unique, but study group as a whole is unique.
Exactly. I know there was very specific songs that was in this show, like, for example, Backpackers, that really does describe the show well.
Yeah.
I have a song in mind that I came in mind earlier in this episode, but what do you feel like? Like, this is to describe the mood, you guys.
I don't have, like, a specific song. My vibe was just going to be more, like, old school hip-hop.
Okay. No, that like, totally makes
specifically
sense.
Specifically, like, 90s.
90s
to 2000s.
Sense. Something that came to my... I totally agree with the genre of it.
Mm-hmm.
A song that came to my mind was Fighting by Bo Seok-soon.
Oh.
Not necessarily.
Well,
not,
that makes
not
sense.
The vibe, not the vibe of the song, because that one is maybe I guess the vibe too, but it was more the content of it and also how I feel like it relates to the show. Because if you read the lyrics of Fighting by Bo Seok-soon, and also what's even funnier is that Bo Seok-soon is underneath the same company as the main actor in Study Group.
Need to see them all in a K-drama together. Just saying.
Especially DK, if you want to be an actor on TV, please. Thank you. Honey, last thing. Would you recommend this to a friend?
100% yes.
Anyways,
Taya and Honey out.
Let's go.
No, let's try that again.
Okay, this was Tia.
This is Honey.
And we are
Blue Hour.
Yay.
That was awful.
You know what I did one time?